FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official.
The Novos. We got
love. Welcome to Monday, team. How are we?
Yeah,
oh, brilliant.
Good.
How good was our drive-through wedding?
Amazing.
So good.
Great.
What a great success.
I know, it really was. Hey, I've got to say, we've got the full recap coming up after 8 o'clock today, and we're going to speak to Chantel and Chase, our couple, about what the first few days of marriage have been like.
Yeah.
That's right. Very exciting stuff.
It is.
I want to know, because I believe this, like when you get married, something changes. There's like this invisible like bond. It's really strange to explain. I'm pretty sure everyone who's gotten married out there would agree with me, but I'm curious to know if they've got that weird, like, it's like this weird spell that gets put on you guys, like you're unbreakable.
They've been very lovey on the socials, I've noticed, over the weekend. I've got to say,
it must
also
have worked.
Full on this morning, Jade.
Oh, yeah.
Your new jacket.
Yeah.
I have no words, Creepo.
It's like somebody is, you know those, like, ultra fluffy blankets that they roll out at winter at, like, at the front bit of Woolworths?
Yeah.
You know, they always roll them up and then they sell them off. They're mink.
It's a mink.
Imitation
jacket.
Mink.
And it is amazing.
You look like you're ready to either
pimp you guys out.
Yeah, I was going to say join the cast of a rap video or head to Russia. Take your pick. You'll be fine in either situation.
Both.
You'll fit right in.
It has the biggest collar. When we turn our live stream on later, you can check it out.
Yeah.
I'm
Holy
so dooly. Obsessed.
You could be a pimp in Russia, Creepo.
Oh, that's also
And I've always gotten into a fight over it at the shop. So
oh,
I had to tell the lady. Hands off, that's mine.
What was it, TK Maxx, the discount aisle?
Yes.
$30. $30.
You can't buy a jacket like that for this.
Yeah.
And look, check out the lining.
The lining. It's like the wallpaper of an English manor house.
Yeah.
If you can imagine, like, the floral design with a very dark background.
Yeah. So this lady, right? So I was trying on a pair of shoes. And so I had my jacket and everything. I didn't have a basket or a trolley. So, you know, in the shoe aisle, there's a little stool and you can put all your stuff on. So I've put my bags down and then I've put the jacket, draped it over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've tried on these new little boots and I've had to walk maybe 5 steps away to look at my shoes in the mirror. And then I turn around and then there's this lady going to pick up my jacket and she's looking at it. And I said, I'm sorry, hands off, that one's mine. All my stuff's there.
The opener's run out again, guys.
And then she's like, she sort of looked at me shocked and she's like, oh, I didn't know. And she put it back and I was like, yeah, all my stuff's there.
Move along, lady.
Yeah. It was
get
on.
Between Jade and
a jacket.
Fake jacket.
TK Maxx discount. Love it or loathe it up next. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Straight after this one for you, Jade. Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. Live across Newcastle, waking you up with the Novos 6:09. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics today. Kicking things off, picking things up, or doing things with your feet.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Imagine, like, you know, you've dropped a sock on the ground or you've picked something up off the ground.
Just bend over and pick it up.
Yeah, I'm going to say love it. If you can do it and you're that flexible, why not?
Some people are really good at it.
It's the ultimate form of laziness.
It
really is.
It's actually harder, I think, isn't it?
Well, not really. Well,
yeah, you'd be exerting more energy.
Yeah, but it seems easier at the time.
Yeah, that is true. And so much more concentration as well required for that.
I've always wanted to go see those people that, you know, they don't have more, they've lost their arms and they paint with their feet.
Yeah.
It's actually incredible how talented, like, people can adapt without having any arms.
Absolutely. Well, the reason I bring this story up is a guy in a wheelchair has held up a jewelry store pointing a gun with his feet. So he can use his arms to grab all the, like, the jewels and stuff.
What?
You know what? That's impressive. Imagine how long he's been practicing holding a gun with his feet for.
Well, I don't know, but what an amazing thing.
You know, if you're able to rob a jewelry store with such precision and skill, Do you not think that he could make a whole lot of money doing something else?
Aim higher, hit target a jewelry store
instead
or something.
Instead of being a jewel thief.
I know, right?
You know, he could have been a famous acrobat or magician or a circus performer.
Or any, like you could actually, be good at, you could be good at trades too.
I don't think a circus performer's earning that much. Like, if he's robbing a jewelry store, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Getting
but,
some millions of bucks.
Firstly, like, my mind just quickly goes through if someone was just to run away, as if he's going to be able to shoot and be accurate at
well,
the end of
the
day.
Thing. That's what you'd think about. Anyway, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, let's do one.
All right, one more. Doing exercise in jeans.
3, 2, 1, go!
These are very random today.
You
I
know
like
what?
It.
Middle of winter.
Loathe it.
I saw somebody out loathe running it. In jeans.
That's what yeah. skins are for.
Well, that's what you'd think.
I'd say love it. I'm not going to do it, but if someone else wants to. Ben, my partner's done it before.
Yeah, you just throw, like, middle, freezing cold, throw on some jeans, the only pants you got.
Got, yeah. You've done it. You played pickleball, Maddie, last year.
Oh, yeah.
You had a pair of jeans, and you ripped them off and turned them into shorts.
That's right. I forgot about that.
So, yeah, they're shorts, not full-length jeans.
Still, they're jeans, though.
Well,
jean shorts.
That's, yeah.
Okay, Jade, if you want it on a technicality, you can have it.
A US pro runner is aiming to smash the world's fastest mile wearing jeans.
Well, there's a pointless thing to do.
That's when you're not talented at anything but running, and you can never, ever make, like, beat Usain Bolt's records.
You're like, what other records can I win here? Yeah. God, I'm good at running in jeans.
Is the same jeans exercise guy the one that robbed a jewelry store? Because he did realise that he's got nothing else to do with his life.
Doesn't have a great career
according
going
to Jay.
Different guy.
Oh, well.
Different guy.
Guys, we are giving you the chance right now to win something pretty cool.
Yeah, a $60 Yumbo Rama voucher. We did taste these on the weekend. I had the brisket. It was beautiful.
It was good.
What, do you have the chicken wings?
I had I think they were like barbecued, like, I don't know, some fancy dressing chicken wings. Mm. Amazing. I think it was like $5.95 or $6.95.
I love how she says some fancy dressing. It was barbecue sauce.
it was a fancy dressing.
But it tasted fancy. It was amazing. So if you want to win a $60 voucher for Yumbo Rama, you need to call now on 131009 because we're about to play Scissors, Paper, Rock. And you're going to be taking me on today.
Very good. Taking your calls right now at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Five Sauce, Old Me, live across Newcastle with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:23. Right now it's time for our brand new game, Scissors, Paper, Rock, the radio version.
Before we jump into this rock, paper, scissors tournament, which is kind of funny,
I'm going to take you guys through my scissor collection. I love every single one of these scissors.
Paper, I'm getting paper. Paper.
That's right. We have a $60 voucher for Yumbo Rama to give away. And all you have to do is play scissors, paper, rock. You're going to be versing me this morning.
That's right. So, Jade, you've already recorded away your answers, so there's no chance of, you know, delayed answers. We've got three rounds this time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, best of three.
This is called organisation, guys. Yeah. Let's hope this game...
Third time's a charm.
Okay, I'm gonna mention one more rule. If you tie every time, listener wins.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, that's a fair rule.
Anything else we need to get out?
No, I think that's it.
That'll do it.
All right, let's try this again, shall we?
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Yourself? Oh, very good. How was your weekend?
Yeah, pretty quiet. We had a nice quiet day Saturday and just went, did a bit of shopping yesterday.
Nice one. Lisa, did you see the game last night? The Knights and Panthers. What a nail biter.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
You know that when the news comes on late, that it's a good game of footy.
That's a good game of footy. That's exactly right.
All right, Lisa, so we're going to play Scissors, Paper, Rock. Basically, I've already pre-recorded my answers, okay? So for the first round, what would you like to choose, scissors, paper, or rock?
Rock.
All right.
Okay, let's reveal the answer.
Monday, the 1st of June, round one, rock.
Oh.
Time.
All right, so we're going to have to go to round two, Lisa. All right. What? Go for it. Scissor, paper, rock.
Scissors.
Monday, the 1st of June, round two. Scissors. Oh, no. You know what? That means you've won.
Oh, you've won.
You've won.
It's all yours.
How good's that?
$60 Yumbo Rama voucher.
Love it. Amazing.
All yours, guys.
See, very easy.
We must
easy
think alike, Lisa.
This game is no good.
We must think alike.
I mean, technically, we should have gone to a tiebreaker there, but...
No, because she would have said, oh, yeah, we could have.
See, Lisa, we don't even know what's happening.
Yeah,
so,
you
look,
guys...
Yeah, I know.
Enjoy the meals. Hey, I think we need to get rid of this.
I just want to ask, Lisa, did you enjoy playing that game? Let's get some...
That was excellent. I loved it.
Yeah, of course. I reckon we should... Do you reckon we should keep it? Have you heard us play it before?
Yeah, no, I do. I definitely think you should keep it.
Okay.
Yeah, see, you would have been playing in the car when it wasn't your...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Enjoy your week.
See, feedback is important.
I was going to jump in, but you already gave it away.
I got excited.
Yeah, I know.
No, anyway. Hey, up next, Crevo, you were introducing a segment last week, and you were channeling a cartoon character. Jade couldn't get over it. Mm. I've got the audio. I'm going to play it for you after the news. But 13:10:09 this morning, we want you to call with your best impersonation. We've got plenty of prizes to give you this morning.
Yeah, this is great.
You've got one that you wheel out at a party, you know?
That's
example.
It. Yeah, or to impress someone, maybe. What do you think is funny?
Do you know what? If you're pulling out an impression to impress a girl or guy, I feel like that's a bit weird.
I don't know. If someone did the Bart Simpson impression, like, I find that impressive. I don't know why. I just do.
Well, that's because a woman does it.
And Donald Duck. Well, that's true. Yeah, Donald Duck. Can you do a Donald Duck?
No.
It's hard.
No.
If you can do one, 13:10:09. Right. Make my day.
Taking your calls after the news. 6:27. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
So, guys, I had to look after my housemate's cat all weekend.
Oh, Maxi Poo.
Yeah, little Max.
He's so cute.
By the sounds of it.
No, they went away for a few days. Never again.
He loves you. He loves
you know
Maddie.
What?
Maxie loves Maddie.
Here I am trying to, be its favourite by feeding it chicken breast.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what
Has
happened,
that
right?
Not helped?
It's no, overboard at the level of a... Of adoration.
Well, I was lying in bed, right, and the cat jumped up one morning, and I was like, oh, what stinks? It had, a gastro blowout. It was all up its tail, all over its ass. I was like, I had to wash it. It was a whole thing.
Enjoying your cornflakes.
At 7 o'clock in the morning, I was filthy. Not just in the literal sense.
But I can vouch for it, though. So whenever I went to Maddie's, a couple of times before the wedding day, I think we went up and down twice.
Yeah.
And then when we came, each time we come back in with the fridge, he goes and gets, a roast chook. And you break up little pieces of it and give it to the cat.
I'm seeing a recurring theme here.
What?
Chicken. Maybe fish.
Oh, it loves chicken. It fiends some chicken breasts. Yeah. It loves it, Hamish. Anyway,
do you know what
I'm
it
just
is?
I couldn't believe my luck. So my own cat at Mum's place cost me $500 last week, and I had to clean up cat poo.
You know what?
It's cat is such a smelly. Event happened from such a small little creature.
Karma. Because you're trying to make your housemate's cat love you more than her.
Mm, well, I'm not intentionally.
That's not whatever.
Come here, I'll give you the chicken breast. You'll be the favourite.
They got back last night.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it dropped me like a hot potato. It
Did
didn't
it?
Want a bar of me, which I'm okay with.
You should have been happy with that.
I am happy.
By the sounds of it.
A little bit hurt, but I'm okay.
You know, that stink bong hanging around you.
Hey, 13:10:09, we are taking your best impressions next. Now, Jay, you pointed out Crevo's accidental Elmer Fudd impression last week on the show. Here it is. Tell us what you think.
After a fox was found to have its little head stuck through an alloy wheel.
Little head.
It was so funny.
Accidental Elmer Fudd. Who knew?
I do have a grab of the real Elmer Fudd. Should we listen?
Yes. Yeah.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
after little a head. Fox was found to have its little head stuck through an alloy wheel. Very close. I'm actually very happy about it because I've never really had an impression that I can do.
Well, there you go.
Oh, well, you found your calling.
Yeah.
A bit of fun this morning. Prizes on offer. If you've got a great impression that you will out, we want to hear it. We're taking your call after this. Black Velvet, Alana Miles with the Novos. Good morning, Newcastle.
It is 19 minutes to 7 on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Matty. Who are you again?
Amazing. Well,
just the Novos. Such a beautiful voice.
Oh, there's Hamish's Bane impression.
Yes, very bad one. Very good painful.
Job, Hamish, you need to get the branding of the show right.
I loved it.
Look, I was concentrating all on the voice.
And you absolutely nailed it.
Jade, Matty and Crevo.
There you go.
Well done.
Amazing.
Are you doing it with the mug?
No, I don't have a mug. I've got a mug today.
Might even do it with this. No, it doesn't work either. No.
Don't put your mouth near that filthy mic.
You know what? I do for a living. Look, if I'm going to get anything off it, I would have got it by
You've
now.
You've already got it.
Of course, 13:10:09 this morning, we are asking for your best impressions after Crevo is apparently channeling Elmer Fudd.
After a fox was found to have its little head stuck through an alloy wheel.
Now, Jake. Hamish isn't, maybe, what, a 4 out of 10 on that one, Hamish?
Look, it's possible.
For an accidental one.
Yeah, no, it's very good.
Okay, Maddie, you were practicing Darth Vader.
No, I'm not even going to
in the break.
Oh, come on.
You should have seen him.
I just embarrassed myself there without even knowing it.
I was trying the Emperor Jade, not Darth Vader.
I'm sorry.
Emperor Palpatine, is it?
My voice is nowhere near as deep as James Earl
Jones. Give it a go.
All right. No, not Darth Vader.
I'll do the Emperor.
All right. Here we go.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
That's pretty good.
Bad. You know what would have... It's because you were smiling, but you could hear the smile in the voice slightly.
Yeah, definitely could.
But you nailed it. I thought you did a really good job.
Yeah, thanks.
The Novos. Never before have you seen a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
That's quite good.
I know, you guys aren't 100%... sure on me doing this one. Well, right?
Do your Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, ready? This is my version. Okay, so the little cup in the Beauty and the Beast cartoon movie, and he gives a real boy that got turned into a cup. Okay, and he sees Belle for the first time. Mama, but there's a girl in the castle. Right, and then Jackson, this is the real thing.
Mama, there's a girl in the castle.
You give it too much energy.
Yeah, oh, no, because I'm just excited. I suck.
No, you don't suck. Do your Carol Baskin impression.
Oh, you like that one.
I like that one more.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol from Big Cat Rescue.
That's pretty good.
You've actually improved on that.
That's getting better and better.
Oh, wow, jeez.
Oh, well, this is clearly connected.
Yeah, very well.
Calling. Such is life, eh? We just revealed ourselves to be massive nerds.
who watch movies and TV so much, we have it memorized and imitated.
I know.
And Star Wars and the Beauty and
the Nerd Trio.
You know what Jackson got up to last week, which sort of freaked me out in a way, because he's into some voodoo stuff. Him and his mate. Yeah, I am.
You're running about with smudge sticks.
Yeah, but he's putting spells on people. Oh. Aren't you, Jackson?
Not me. I just went along for the ride because it was a fun idea.
Oh, okay. Not you.
But be careful what you say.
Yeah,
I'm connected.
That's what I mean. Just so you could if you wanted to, but we're going to find out the full story of Jackson going to a graveyard with his mate because they wanted to put a spell on somebody.
Sounds like a fun afternoon. 6:45. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Andy Grammer, Fresh Eyes, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Tops of 23 degrees on the coast today. Possible shower about. And right now, Jackson is hanging out with some witches, it turns out.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see.
So, bit spooky, Jackson. Last week you caught up with a friend and you actually went to a graveyard, you said.
Yeah,
and
what were you doing?
You did some spooky spells, or not you so much, but your friend wanted to put a spell on someone, and this blew me away, and I was like, don't tell me anything. We need to talk about this on the show, and I just wanted to be surprised with everyone else. So what happened?
Okay, so I was doing some exercise in Bondi, and my friend sent me a message because she knew that I was there, and she's like, hey, let's hang out. I want you to come and do something with me. I need someone to come along. So we wandered into Waverley Cemetery on Thursday night, and she said, I need to put a spell on this guy that I've been seeing. So she met a guy on Tinder.
Yeah.
They've been sort of seeing each other for a while now, but he's kind of starting to lose interest and basically just leave her alone. So she kind of wants to draw him back in. So she
it's
had
like a love spell.
Yeah, like a love spell, but she wanted to sort of take, I don't know why, but she wanted to take it to the graveyard because the spirits can carry it further.
Really?
Something along those lines. So, a little bit creepy. She brought one of his T-shirts along.
Oh.
A magic marker. So, she actually wrote both of their names on the T-shirt, their zodiac sign, and she also printed out a text message of her basically being broken up with. So, we wandered into the cemetery. She sprinkled some water over it.
Yep.
And lit it on fire.
Is the name Sabrina by any chance?
So, wow. I've never known anyone to do that before.
What's that's your reaction bizarre. When your friend Jackson suggests that you go and do that? Because I know that you and I share a fascination with graveyards.
Yeah. You know what? My friends are pretty out there, so I've been around this sort of stuff before. I'm not fazed. I'm just along for the journey.
Now, has her man hit her up since the spell
was
cast? I
don't think she's been contacted just yet.
So not so successful just yet.
No, I think it you could be what? Her.
Do you know what? Possibly.
By the sounds of this, it does. You know, with any of your friends that have done this before, have any spells actually worked?
No. Never.
Yeah, see, okay. If I was dating her, I'd be like, she bloody took my T-shirt. Yes. No way I'm getting back with her.
It was an ugly T-shirt anyway. But she didn't want me to talk about it on the radio because apparently these things are like wishes. If you reveal it, it kind of ruins it.
Oh, that's down in Sydney, as if the spirits are listening from down there.
Just saying, like,
no issue
rule 101 of like happy rich witches.
I'm glad you know these.
But like, you shouldn't really like be doing love spells because everyone knows they don't work. It's in all the movies. Like they
is it?
Witches can't perform love spells.
I mean, you do one every day with Benny. Your
husband. I got my eyes on you.
Well, there you go. Keep us updated, Jackson.
I'll keep you updated. I'll let you know if they get back together or
I would love to know.
The magic was wasted.
How many dates did they go on?
I'm not sure. I think they were together for about 3 months.
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah, so
it didn't make the first hurdle.
No.
That's tough.
It was actually one of those isolation relationships. They were pretty much isolating together, so.
Yeah, a bit full on right at the start.
Too much too soon.
Yeah, couldn't handle it.
Come to think of it, though, she was at his house, so she must have stolen that T-shirt.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, he's thinking, I had a bloody over for 3 months, and she's already stealing. This is not going to go well. See you later.
Wow.
Thank you, Jackson.
Well, you know what, guys? I actually went around to a friend's place on the weekend. Maddie, it wasn't you.
I went to your house, though,
something happened when I visited my friend because I noticed that their house smelt a little funny. It was a bit... when I walked in, I just copped it straight in the nose. I was like, oh. And I didn't know if I should say anything or not. It was really, really awkward.
What did it smell like?
Yeah, let's get some of this info.
She's like me. She loves her dog, so she lets her dogs inside.
Person.
Yeah, but like bigger dog. It was like a cattle dog like mix, but it sort of
you can't have a cattle dog inside.
Yeah, but it's sort of the house. But other than the dog smell, though, it smelled a little stale. Like she hadn't opened the windows. For what?
Very judgy, Jade.
No, but it was this...
a bad-smelling house
it was,
is bad.
Yeah, it when was you walk awkward. In. And I didn't know if I should, like, say anything to her, but...
I don't think you should.
Oh, I didn't then, but I'm considering, like, someone's got to tell her, because what if she ever brings a man home? Like, it's going to scare him away. So on 131009, do you tell someone if their house is a little bit smelly?
All right, taking your calls after this one. The Novo's Moral Compass returns at 6:57.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
Novo's.
Oh, one of the highlights of my day every morning is getting a delicious coffee from Happy Mobile Cafe.
I really need one today.
Yeah?
I had friends over on the weekend and entertaining is exhausting.
It is, you know, the cleaning up after everyone, and especially if they're staying, like you've got multiple meals to go through.
Oh, it's exhausting. It's funny because you were out of the room and Maddie was whinging about it in the break. And I said to him, I agree. I said, I can't stand it. I don't mind one or two people, but when you got like a mass group and it's just constant, you know, I'm like, I like my space.
Got out of control. Coffee John. He threw pizza. He broke a plate. He yelled at my neighbours.
Wow. That's next level.
Too many things. Especially when they're involving the neighbours.
Don't do it again. So, yeah, I need coffee this morning.
Ironically, rather.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au.
Yeah, they'll hook you up with the good stuff.
But, guys, I visited a friend on the weekend, and when I set foot in her house, I just got this big punch to the face because the smell that was lingering in their house just wasn't very nice. Like, it sort of smelt like wet dog, and I know it has been raining, and they have a cattle dog, like it's like a cattle dog mix that they let inside, and beautiful dog. But then it was sort of like this stale air as well, where they haven't been opening up their windows because I get it has been cold, but the thing is, at some point you need a bit of airflow. Like, you've got to, 100%. It just smelled really bad, and I had to stay there for a little while and have a coffee, and we just, like, caught up.
You can't say that to them. It's so rude. I was worried about my house because you came over. Of course, we have the cat now, and we can't open the sliding doors because it just runs out.
So the
airflow is very small. I worry that the house smells like that awful cat litter smell.
Yeah, it didn't, by the way.
Oh, good.
You're okay.
But it is a worry, though.
But that's the thing, and you don't know whether you should say something or not. Like, I know it depends, obviously, maybe how close you are to them, but this is the conundrum I'm in. 13 10 09, if you've been in the same situation, how do you address if someone's house is a little bit smelly?
The thing is, as well, you don't realise most of the time if your own house stinks.
That's it. You're oblivious to it, and that's right. The thing. Like, it's not coming from a mean place.
You just want them to have a nicer smelling house.
Well, yeah, because you do adapt to the smells around you.
Absolutely.
I don't know what to do. Is it my place? Isn't it my place? Do you wait till they have family come round so they can have the awkward conversation? I'm not sure. 13 10 09. Prizes on offer if you can help me out here. Do you tell someone if their house stinks?
Very good. Doing it next after Lady Gaga, You and I Live Across Newcastle. It's 7:06. Good morning. 105.3 New FM, Lady Gaga, You and I, Live Across Newcastle. It's 7:10. 13 10 09 this morning, we're asking you, is it okay to tell someone if their house stinks, Jade?
Yeah, because I went round to my mate's place on the weekend to visit for a coffee.
Filthy, hey?
And it didn't smell out of 10, too good.
How 10 being really bad, 1 being acceptable.
It was probably an 8, which is pretty up there.
Shocking.
That's what I mean. It wasn't good.
I think you got to say, it's a bit stuffy in here, and then you just open a couple of windows.
Very rude to do that in somebody else's house.
In a friendly way.
If I did it at your house, what would you...
Oh, yeah, no worries.
You just go with it.
100%.
Not unless we said, can we please have the coffee outside? Do you have an outdoor setting?
A lot of the time we don't realise our own houses reek. Jade, do you think your house stinks?
You know what? I'd say no, but I'd say yes
sometimes.
Because I've
got an answer from my perspective, if you want to know.
Yeah, okay, hear me up.
Don't get offended.
No. Well, yes. I'm offended already.
Yeah, okay, I know you are. I can see it in the eyes. So, your house in the living areas where the dogs live?
Yeah.
Quite okay.
Oh, okay.
Considering they pee, like, you know, on their puppy pee pads and stuff, your house smells fine.
Well, they don't pee on them inside.
You took me into the spare room the other day.
Yeah. Stuffy?
smells like a sarcophagus or something in there. Like, and it's, you know, like, what? Nobody's been, you know, that really old woman smell? Like, it's very, it actually makes so much sense now. Is that the room where you do your knitting?
Yes, and you know what? My bless her soul and rest in peace. My nana's, my passed away nana's flowers are in there. Like, and.
Oh, well, now you make.
Well, no, but like.
Jade.
I probably should go and open that room a little bit more. But, you know, I'll cop that because I do know, like, she had these flowers and Ben wants me to throw them away.
Yeah, well, I'm with your husband because no...
But I'm like, it's a sentimental thing and I just, you know, the door's normally shut. We never go in that
room. It does smell like the house of a dead woman in that room.
I get it. Like, because spare rooms, you just sometimes you just don't go in there for days and days.
Yeah, your house smells like cinnamon.
Oh, that's good.
It's like a cinnamon scent, I think, Creva. It must be because you do a lot of cooking.
Probably.
Some spice or whatever.
Spices,
gets
yeah.
Gets in the nails.
That's all right.
Nose.
I'll be happy
Have
with
I survived?
That.
Are you angry at me?
No. Okay, good. Not at all. Because I'm actually self-aware of that.
Let's go to the phones. Honest. We'll start with Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys going this morning?
Really good. So should Jade be telling her friend that her house stinks?
Just like Maddie did.
I'm going to go with a firm no for me. I'm thinking it's a little bit harsh, but perhaps you could maybe take a nice scented candle or maybe even go the hot flush one. I'm having a hot flush. Can you open the window?
I'm going through menopause a little early. Okay, that's a good tip.
That is a very good tip. Menopause. Incense sticks and candles.
Yeah. Well, I can get away with the incense sticks, seeing that I'm
a witch doctor,
and I love my incense.
That's
so.
A career. Michelle, a bottle of Hunter Valley Red for you.
Linda, good morning. Hey, Linda. Hey, welcome to the show. So, Linda, do you tell someone if their house smells?
Look, I probably would just say, look, my dog's inside and sometimes your house does smell. You know what I do? I actually burn peppermint oil.
Oh, okay.
And I do make sure I open a couple of windows. But my dog doesn't shed hair because he's a cavoodle. So I would just say something more on the lines that, you know, because we have our dogs inside, I like them freshen the house up a bit with peppermint oil.
Yeah, okay, that's a good tip. Well, I can try that in my spare room, but I don't know, I still feel awkward saying it to I guess, you know.
You've got to, though, Jade.
I know.
They're your friend.
You, Linda, bottle of wine for you too. Katie has just said on the live stream, a little care package for your friend or items to make her house smell better, a nicer way. Mm. I think Linda might be right.
Yeah, but then you just question
subtle.
Like, we have a quite an open relationship. Maddie, so I don't mind.
Well, tell her it reeks and she needs to sort her life out.
Yeah.
Crack a window once a week, it won't hurt.
Now, Jade, I've known you for a couple of years now, and one thing I love about you is you're always willing to try new things in terms of your career. I mean, just right now, let's roll through a few of your different jobs that you've had over the years. Prior to radio, you've been a cinema attendant.
Mm-hmm.
You've also been a flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You have been a radio announcer.
Mm-hmm.
You've worked in a department store.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a brand new job.
I do. I have another one.
Let's not forget Witch Doctor.
Oh, Witch Doctor.
Oh, yeah, add that one on.
The biggest one. We're going to find out what your brand new job is next. You're not leaving the show, but we all know you're a little piggy when it comes to the money.
Oh, please.
Little greedy piggy. That's needs that extra coin.
I'm not greedy.
Wait until you find out what Jade's new job is. Coming up next is 7:16.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Tones and I, Bad Child, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Jade's favourite song there, 23 degrees the top on the coast and at Maitland in the Valley today. Jade, you've got a new job. Now, we all know, if you listen to this show, Jade's always looking for a side hustle.
Yeah.
She's always after that little extra buck in her bank account. Now, you shocked us all last week because you told us that you've got a new job and you've managed to secure at least $100 a week extra.
Very handy. And you came to us for sort of a I don't know, like, not an approval, but you just, you were told us in, like, come bring it in, guys.
Wasn't expecting it.
Something
it was a bit
you.
Of a surprise.
Let's run through your jobs, though, what you have had in the past. So go from the start, Jade.
Okay, well, I worked in retail.
Yep.
Like at a clothing store.
City Beach. Right, we're going to name more. I worked at City Beach. I worked at Domino's. Yeah. I worked at the Caboolture Sports Club in the Bistro. I worked at Kings Beach Tavern, CBX at Caloundra, Wharf Tavern at Moolaba, Emirates. I worked at Maya, David Jones.
Okay. The ding doesn't go quick enough.
Okay, I was a promo girl.
Yeah.
I've done a fair bit of things.
A few different things.
Cinema attendant, cycling instructor.
Doctor?
Which doctor?
The cycling instructor. I didn't get paid for that. That's great.
Not yet.
Newcastle celebrity pickleball ambassador.
That's right.
I don't get paid for that. Can't We're going a bit extreme.
Ambassador.
You have now become a carer.
Yeah.
Or a support worker.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't expecting it. Great work, by the way. I think it's great. But would you like to tell the story of how this happened?
Okay. So, jokes aside, I spoke to you guys on Friday because obviously we're a team and I just wanted to let you guys know because you know the person as well.
Seeing other people.
I'm seeing other people. I'm not just working with you two now. But our GM or ex-GM, he still sort of consults for us on the side.
So Steve St. John.
So obviously he had to leave this show due to Parkinson's disease and he hasn't been well, so he's sort of slowly been stepping back a little bit from the business here at New FM. And he had a turn. He went into hospital a couple of weeks ago and they're working on his medication dosage because it's had to change. So
it's a very complicated disease, isn't it?
Really tricky, yeah.
It's really hard. And so he's, I don't know, I guess when you retire in a way, he's just sort of been at home and it's easy to just sort of get stuck in your routine and what you're doing. When you don't have a job to go out and, you know, keep you busy. So he's sort of gotten himself into just a, I don't know, just a little bit of a rut, I guess. And so he thought, you know what, I can get the help from NDIS. And he's like, so he approached me, said, JD, we've always had a great relationship. You know, I just need someone in my life to get me out and about and get me walking and, that's what I'm doing. So I'm going to be his support worker in a social sense. I'm going to get him out going to the pool and going for walks and just, you know, general chit-chat.
I think you'll do a great job at that because I think...
thank you. But
you're good at motivating people.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what someone, you know, he really needs, I think. So I think you'll do a great job.
Thanks, Crevo. But that's a nice little update on Steve. Like, he is... you know, going through a little bit of a hard time at the moment, but he'll bounce back. He's just got to, you know, fix a couple of things. And so we'll make a couple of changes, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, because I know, Steve, we used to go for some walks and stuff with another guy that works here, and we haven't done that for ages, so it makes sense now.
What's going on. So good on you, Jade. I think you're actually have the right temperament and attitude to be perfect for that kind of thing.
Do you get free entry into the pool?
I don't know. I'm not sure. We didn't discuss that.
But that's to be ironed out at a later date.
I think you pay for that. I don't know how all those sort of things work. But, you know, it's good in a way, like, because he wants to give back to me and pay, like, help. And, you know, he'd rather give the money to someone he knows than someone he doesn't and has that awkward relationship with. So I'm stoked, man. And I said, I'm like, warning you, Steve, you're getting a pest. That's what you want. That's what you're getting. The sports captain and me is going to come out.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be timing his laps.
I've told him. He's, you know, so it's exciting. So we're going to get healthier together.
Good on you, Jade. I'm proud of you for doing that. You'll do a great job.
You will do a great job, Jade. And, of course, now you'll be rolling in it. Hey, Jay.
I've got no words.
Got to lighten it up. Take it to the bank.
Yeah. I'm just getting some lessons from Millionaire Mark over here.
Actually, Jay did call me with some tax questions on the weekend about it. And I was like, oh, here we go.
It's called an accountant, Jay.
Next, though, guys, I think I've sort of cursed myself because on Friday's show, I talked about how the guinea fowl, which is a sort of like an African chicken, can be very annoying. My parents have them, and they're so noisy, right? And I was like, oh, how annoying, a guinea fowl. Turns out I may have gotten myself some in my own neighborhood just by saying that.
Do you think somebody heard you say it?
100%.
Gone, oh, let's get some guinea fowl.
I may have a secret enemy.
All right, we'll do that next after the news. 7:29, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos.
UFM.
Don't forget, we have that full recap of our drive-through wedding, which happened at Bar Beach on Friday, and what a success it was.
Beautiful.
It was gorgeous, even though the rain was falling. It almost added to the experience.
I think. It made it more unique. Yeah.
Made it better, to be honest. Actually, no. I like an overcast day for a wedding, or even if it rains a little bit, because you get really good photos out of it.
Chantel, the bride, looked gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Oh, stunning. Mm. That dress. Woof.
It's just a perfect backdrop with, like, dark clouds and the sky and the white dress. It
makes
them beautiful.
A bit moodier, photos.
No, thank you to everybody that was involved in that. We really do appreciate it. And stay tuned for that, guys.
Absolutely. Next, though, I think I've jinxed myself and got myself my most hated bird as a neighbour.
Law of attraction.
The guinea fowl. It's Crevo versus the guinea fowl. Mm-hmm. Up next.
All right, right now, Matchbox 20. Long day. Live across Newcastle. Good morning. Matchbox 20. We're live across Newcastle. It's 7:40 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. You've got a new neighbour, I hear.
Well, this is the thing. So on Friday on the show, I talked about how guinea fowl really annoy me, right? Because we were talking about how neighbours, the things they don't like. And a caller called up and talked about how annoying guinea fowl are.
Well, because their neighbour has a guinea fowl.
That's right.
Locally here in Newcastle.
That's right. They're basically like an African chicken, right? And they're super noisy. My parents have them. They're just the most annoying bird out there.
So basically, we were agreeing with the listener. And we were like, oh,
how about a guinea fowl?
You know, move, basically. Yeah, just pack up and move your house. Because I don't know how long guinea fowls actually live for.
Years, like 7 years.
Wow, it's a long time.
From experience, right? Oh. This is what they sound like.
I don't think I can deal with that sound again.
Day and night, right? They'll do that in the middle of the night because they're very alarmist birds. So anything that shocks them, they kick off like this.
Wow.
Well, it seems like that may have been moved into my neighbourhood because I can now hear them hanging around.
Oh, well, this is what happened on the show.
Jill wrote, "My neighbour really doesn't like my guinea fowl.
They are so noisy."
What's one sound like?
It's like a terrible screeching noise, and they're alarmist birds.
Okay.
So if anything happens that shocks them, they all screech to warn each other.
That sounds horrible.
Oh. This is it.
Oh, that would be annoying. You know what, Jill? I don't blame your neighbour for disliking your guinea fowl up.
Who's got it, do you think? Is it time to go on the hunt? If you live in Mayfield and you've recently purchased
a guinea fowl
in the last few days, please call us, 131009. Crevo, what are you going
to
do about this?
Are you going to complain to the council?
The first thing I'm going to do is try and figure out who's got them.
Jade can help you write the letter.
Yeah, if you can do that, that'd be great.
Letters to council.
I know it's in a certain direction, but I don't know how many houses up because they are so noisy. It could be two streets away. That's
you know
the
what?
Thing.
You could get a petition going for the whole neighbourhood.
Now
if you really
you're
wanted
talking.
To.
What's your vibe? Do you think that it's in your street or like a couple of streets over? Like, what's the proximity?
So, my street has another street that it connects to. Mm. I think it's that street because they have like big blocks and they back onto a lane. So I've seen people have like chickens and stuff around there.
Mm. Guinea fowl. Bloody that should be illegal. Fowl. There should be, you know what, council
there
should
it is.
Basically
wind
have
her up and let it go.
A list of animals.
Take notes, Crevo.
That yeah, you shouldn't be yeah, allowed to have in suburban areas.
Well, you're not allowed to have roosters, and I reckon
guinea fowls
I'm
seem
it
louder.
Out there, guinea fowl are more annoying than roosters.
We could get
and my parents own them.
You know
so
what?
I should be biased for them.
Let's go next level. Let's not just get a petition for the neighbourhood, but for all of Newcastle to sign.
Oh, I'm not getting involved in that. Like, do that on your own time. Jeez.
Don't care enough.
No, imagine if that bird moved next door to you in an apartment. Oh, someone put it on the balcony.
Straight on the petition
no,
then.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, you would.
I hate people that petition.
You're like a grizzly bear. If someone wakes you up, heaven forbid you call Maddie on the phone and wake him up in the morning, you're like a honey bear protecting your hive.
Because I'm protective of the times that I am able to sleep in.
Yeah, and a guinea fowl doesn't run by, you know,
yeah, it doesn't
clock.
Care. It doesn't care what time you slept.
So, what's your suggestion? What happens now? We find the guinea fowl. You do your petition. What's next?
Oh, and then we get they have to
have
sell it to a farm,
or
ship it out to pasture.
Yeah, team dinner.
Jay's
I don't know what
asked
like
three
to
times.
Eat.
Can you eat guinea fowl?
I don't know. Let's Google.
Can we really
it.
Quick?
Live Google. Yeah, come on. Let's
can
find
you,
this.
Can you eat guinea fowl? I can imagine that you probably could. Can you eat a guinea fowl?
They're an African chicken, according to Crevo.
Basically.
Aww, they look cute. Yes, just like other poultry, like chickens, ducks, and quail, guinea fowl are completely edible and can be quite delicious.
Sounds good. Fire up the barbecue. We're having a team dinner at my place.
Of course, it was our big drive-through wedding on Friday. We've got the full recap coming up for you in minutes here at the Novo. Stand by.
The Novos.
23 degrees across the Hunter today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, of course. Guys, Friday was our big drive-through wedding.
I'm in the ring, but ain't gonna be no missing.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Oh, wasn't it beautiful?
It
was raining, but it was almost magical. It added to the experience. Right at the end of the ceremony, I've got to say as well, a rainbow appeared across the ocean. I mean, it doesn't get better than
just
that.
Just a sign of love coming down from the heavens. It was incredible.
I saw one of the photos that the photographer put online, and I showed Ben. I said, look at that rainbow. And Ben's like, did they Photoshop that in? I said, no, that
was real.
A real rainbow. It was so crazy.
Of course, Chase and Chantel tied the knot, and it was a beautiful ceremony. And what a beautiful setting. Yes, it was in a car park at Bar Beach, but let me tell you, it was no trashy wedding. There was the limo, beautiful.
Yeah.
The dress, oh my God, Jade, you love a bride.
I loved the
How
dress.
How good did Chantel look?
Everyone, like, I talked to a few people afterwards, and they were like, her dress was stunning.
Yeah, so a big thanks to, from the dress, Claire from Brides-to-Be at Summersby, and that limo that you mentioned, J&S Limousines, or limos, oh, sorry, L&S. Amazing job. That was like a, like you said, it was
like a Hummer limo.
Yeah, incredible. It had like the lighting, the lasers, the seats. We actually got in and had a little
I was ready to go for a lap.
Scott did an amazing job. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, of course. The lucky couple joined by Jeff, his business joined by Jeff. We've got the whole ceremony here, guys. Here's a little feel good radio for your Monday morning. This is love at its best.
We're all a little weird. And life's a little weird. And when we find someone whose weirdness is compatible with ours, we join them and fall in mutual weirdness. And we call it love. My name is Jeff Hindmarsh. I'm a civil celebrant. I'm duly authorised by the laws of the Commonwealth of Australia to solemnise marriages according to law. Chase James Douglas and Chantel Pollock, do you come here today to be married of your own free will? Chase and Chantel, there is no doubt in the mind of anyone here that you have come here today to be married with love and commitment. However, before you were joined in marriage, in my presence and the presence of your witnesses, I'm to remind you of the solemn and binding nature of the relationship you're about to enter. Marriage, according to law in Australia, is the union of two people, to the exclusion of all others, voluntarily entered into for life. Now, a couple have written very, very good vows. I'm going to give them to you to read.
Chase, you and I both know just how indecisive I can be. I don't like being the one to blame when our food tastes bad or if we actually did need a jacket because it was cold. But there's one decision I know I got right, and that's to spend the rest of my life with you. Today, I am so proud to become your wife. There are so many reasons why I'm in love with you. I love you because you're my best friend. You're my voice of reason and my strength on hard days. I love you because you always know how to make me laugh and you remind me to never take life too seriously. I love you because you always put me first and because you know how to bring home snacks even when I say I don't want any. I can't promise that my cooking will ever improve or that I'll stop leaving half-drunk cups of tea around the house, but I can promise to hold your hand through the good times and the bad and to always love you, even in the moments when you don't love yourself. I promise to support your dreams and to always inspire you to be your best. I promise to accept you for all that you are and to never take our time together for granted. But most importantly, I promise to always bring home pizza on Friday night and occasionally let you watch South Park, even though I'd rather watch Teen Mum. Chase, in the last 6 years, we have already achieved and overcome so many things together, and I cannot wait to see what this next chapter of our life will hold as husband and wife.
Well, as you know, I'm not one to be very serious, but these are probably the most serious things I'll ever say to you. Chantel, our love story isn't the most conventional, but that hasn't stopped our love developing into something great. Who would have thought seeing you drunk in town one night in a club would have ended up here? But I'm glad that it has, because even though you get on my nerves sometimes, I love you. I love you more. I love you more today than I did yesterday, and more, and a little more than I will tomorrow. When I look into your eyes, I'm reminded of how lucky of a man I am, and how amazing of a person you are. I'm a better man with you in my life, and I'm excited about what my life beholds with you by my side. I promise to let you win arguments, even though I am right. I promise to treasure all of our time together, even if you do get on my nerves from time to time. But ultimately, I promise to love and protect you for as long as I live. I'm sorry I couldn't come up with any more than this, but talking isn't one of my strong points. I love you with all of my heart, and I'm ready to take this step with you.
Could our couple have their rings now, please? Your rings show the world that you have bound with the most special person in your life and are on the most incredible path together. Here's the bit where life changes forever. In this very unique setting, with all your friends, family, and 50,000 other people, you have willingly entered into an intimate pact of love and respect. You've exchanged rings and made vows to each other. It is my greatest honour, with the authority granted to me by the Commonwealth of Australia, to declare you to be husband and wife. Please kiss your beautiful bride.
Oh, what a beautiful moment.
Heart melting.
Isn't it so great at the end when everyone in their car just starts honking?
Yeah.
Such a great experience. We're going to catch up with the lucky couple. They've been married for a total of 2 days now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hopefully they've had time to chill out and process everything. We're going to see what married life has been like in the past couple of days for Chase and Chantel after the news at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Highlight of our radio careers, I think we would all agree, was giving away this drive-through wedding. Friday was magical.
I thought about it over the weekend a couple of times, and I was like, you know what? That's a day that they will remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm so thankful they put their trust in us.
Yeah.
And we got to be a part of it.
I know, it's so great.
It's really something special.
It was unique, and they join us now, Chantel and Chase.
Hey,
hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, thank you. So, Chantel, you know, was your wedding everything you dreamt it would be?
Oh, it was everything and more. It was absolutely perfect. I said this to Chase when we were taking it all in over the weekend. Like, we couldn't have planned it better ourselves. I just think, yeah, everything went so well. So thank you, guys.
No, no, you're welcome.
Our pleasure. Now, I know that, Chase, you're a little bit nervous at the start. At the end, what's your overall feels and vibes on the whole situation?
It turned out really good. Like, coming into it, it was pretty nerve-wracking, not knowing what's going to happen on your wedding day, not having any input, really. So once everything started to unfold, it was a really good day. It was just nerve-wracking not knowing what was happening.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Chase, there was a moment. I actually have rewatched your wedding twice, I'll be honest. I
watched it quite a few times as well.
On the Facebook page, if you missed their wedding, it's amazing to watch back. And there was a moment, Chase, where I noticed that you had your sunnies on your head, but you pulled them down for a minute and then you put them back up. Was that because you were welling up?
Oh, no, that Chantal told me to put them on my head.
I whispered to him, Chase.
Because I thought
it's just the allergies, man. It's just the allergies.
I thought you were going to cry, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm crying because you're crying.
I wasn't tearing up, but I wasn't far off.
Do you know what I found really sweet at the end? The rainbow, because, of course, it was raining. I was saying to the guys, I think that actually added to the whole experience, but that rainbow at the end, that's fairy tale stuff.
Yeah,
that's good timing.
Now, we all want to know, you've been married for about 57 hours at this point. What's it been like?
Not a great deal has changed. Like, we've both got rings on, so that's pretty good.
I think we're still just taking it in. It was such a whirlwind of a day. Like,
Ring, Chase, unfortunately, Chantal, I didn't get to see yours. I couldn't zoom in. Like, I was trying to zoom in and get the rings, but
it was just too big.
It was huge. It was humongous. I've never seen a groom's ring that big before. It looks cool.
It was very cool.
Yeah, no, that's a pop's old ring, so there's a bit of sentiment behind that.
Oh, that's really sweet. It is an awesome ring. I was on the wrong angle to try and get your Chantel on the video, but I was like, holy dooly, it's hard to miss Chase's.
Yeah, no, you can definitely see it.
Yeah, people across the road were like, look at that ring.
so good. Now, I believe, Chantel, you've had a little surprise at work this morning. What's happened there?
Yeah, when I've come to work, all of the staff here have put on a nice wedding breakfast for me, so it's absolutely beautiful. And I come into my classroom and the kids have written me little notes to Mr. and Mrs. Douglas, so it's really lovely.
Give your school a shout-out.
My school, Stanford Murphy Infant School. Hi, everyone. You listening?
That's so nice.
We're so happy for you guys, and we're so happy it turned out so well. We've had such great reactions from everybody that's watched it and seen it. So please keep us updated with how you're going.
We will.
And stuff.
Yeah, when there's really a little mini CC on the way, that's what I'm calling it, because you both have the same start of your initial
CD.
Maybe next time we work together, we can like live stream the birth or something.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that'll be a few years down the
track. That might be a bit too far.
It was worth a try.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys,
and congratulations once again.
Oh, so happy for them. Do we want to give a shout out to everyone that was involved?
Of course, this is the opportunity. Photography, amazing work done by Jay Panowitz Photography.
Jordan, what a great photographer she is. Those shots were incredible.
Really, really great. The limo, which was just amazing. We all had a little look around in it and a sit in it. L&S limos, they did a great job as well. The flowers are from Flowers and Events by Michelle. The dress, Claire from Brides to Be at Summersby, and you know, did an amazing job with that. And Rundle Tailoring helped out as well. So, and of course, our celebrant, joined by Jeff. He's really great and a fun guy.
I highly recommend Jeff, if you're getting married, he's
very organized.
Good energy.
Yeah.
You want someone like Jeff around when you're getting married because he just calms it.
He took all the stress away and he was well organized. So a massive thanks to everyone who did help out with that. It was a great and successful event.
Excellent. Now, Crevo, I'm fascinated because coming up next, I believe you found a Jay doppelganger.
Yeah, this is quite amazing.
I thought there was only one. There's only room for one in my mind.
So, you guys know, as a side thing, I have a little business buying and selling stuff. Yeah. I talk about it sometimes on the show. I have this customer for a very unique item, and because it was such a bizarre item, it's a vase that has a big goat's head on the side of it.
Wow, okay.
I sort of, like, you can, when you chat on Facebook Messenger with a customer, you can click on the image to see what they're like. I'm like, I'm just interested what person is loving this goat vase.
Yeah.
So you thought it was quite ugly.
Not ugly, just bizarre.
It's different.
Different. Yeah. Like, really, I was like, this is a fascinating thing. I opened the picture, and I kid you not, Jade, you know when you dress up in your rocker outfits?
Yeah.
Like when you and Ben are going to a gig?
Uh-huh.
It's a split image of you.
Wow, okay.
And the person she was pictured next to, who I assumed was her partner, is a split image of Ben.
Get out.
Now, I'm going to, during this next song, I'm going to share the image to our Facebook group so we can all have a look, and or maybe, you know, just as we start talking about it and be amazed. And then I think she's agreed to come on the phone. And
how
we're going to
awesome.
Have a chat to Jade's doppelganger. I think you might be twins.
Wow, it's that close.
It's unbelievable.
All right, we're doing it next. 8:21 at the Novos, New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Overcast and a few showers about today for the very first day of winter for 2020. Did you find that it was a little bit colder this morning, guys?
No different to yesterday.
No different to last
winter.
Week.
I love winter.
It'll kick in 2 weeks.
It does. Very exciting because, Crevo, you have made quite the discovery, a Jade doppelganger.
So, remember how I made that doppelganger video, like, months ago?
Have you guys ever wondered what it's like to be a twin? Well, today, we're going to show you guys exactly what that's like.
My name is Julius, and I'm your twin brother.
It's more than that, more than a doppelganger. I think it is actually Jade's long-lost twin. The similarities start to be endless. I'm about to share the photo in the group.
It's a customer of yours that you met, was at your house, and very similar to Jade.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm selling this very strange antique vase that has a big goat on the side of it.
It actually sounds like an all right vase, to be honest.
First similarity...
Sounds quite satanic.
First similarity is that it's a weird antique, and who loves going to Morpeth looking at weird antiques?
Me.
Jade.
Ding.
All right, that's the first similarity. Now, I've just shared into the group the photo of her and her partner. Now, if you compare that to Jade,
very similar.
She looks just like Jade.
And the partner, I'm not going to say is exactly the same as Ben, but not very far off.
I can see tattoos on the fingers like Benny has.
Yep, diary in hand.
Yep.
Wow.
It's actually incredible.
I feel like this was Jade and Ben maybe like 10 years ago.
So I did have a quick look through Jade's Facebook because I remembered, like, she shared a memory photo on Facebook, and they're so similar. It's incredible. So I started to, like, dig a little bit deeper, and I actually approached her and I said, like, I work on radio and would love to do, like, a doppelganger segment, you know, and I started to ask her a few questions. Obviously, the first similarity about the antiques checks out. And then
same taste in men.
Well, that's right. It is, in fact, not her partner, though.
Oh.
It's actually Justin Hawkins from some, like, rock band called The Darkness.
Okay.
So, but same taste in men, right? Similar.
Well, yeah, we'll go give that a ding.
Yeah. Now, I checked into... she also is selling some things. Because, you know, when you click on someone's page, you can see off they're selling a few items on Facebook. Now, the things she was selling, and you see if you can see the similarities, a phone case covered in a glitter rainbow. There's also a jacket that had a rainbow across the back, but a leather type jacket.
That actually sounds cool.
And a lamp that also had glitter on it. It starts to get even stranger because her best mate works in radio on the Central Coast.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I think I'll have to look up the name, but it's like Mandy or something like that.
Oh, okay. There you go.
How interesting.
It's so bizarre, and you can't deny the similarity of the photos.
It's bizarro world.
Yeah, because sometimes, Jade, you like to dress up in the rocker style when you and Ben go to a gig or something.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you throw on your Run DMC shirt that's like a bit baggy. You'll get out like a chain or something.
Yeah, I have a couple of leather jackets.
The black eyeliner.
And I feel like if this person loves glitter and rainbows, that's their same vibe.
What's her voice like? Does she sound like Jade? Because this girl looks like she smokes about 50 Winnie Reds in a night.
To be honest, I've only spoken to her on Facebook, okay, on Messenger, so I haven't heard her voice.
And you know where it got to even weirder? Mm. You said her name was Honey.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I have a friend called Honey.
Who knew there were so many Honeys? Legitimate name, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a bit of a stripperish name.
Is it?
Honey.
Well, you said this before when we were chatting off air.
Eddie Jackson, please back me up. Do you think Honey is a bit of a stripper's name?
Ah, well, there was that Jessica Alba movie where she was a dancer.
Yeah, but she was a wholesome dancer who taught kids R&B on the streets.
Where I could also see a non-wholesome dancer stripping on the pole.
Hey, look, I'm going to put up the two photos on our Facebook
page. I'm sure
she's
not a stripper, just putting it out there.
No, of course not. Well, you can see the side-by-side comparison. It's uncanny.
Amazing. I'd like to meet her.
Yeah, well, I'll try and set it up. I'll try.
Why don't you connect over Facebook Marketplace and, like, swap memorabilia and stuff that you've got at home, James?
Yeah.
You can swap glitter-covered items.
Switch and leather jackets. That's amazing.
Coming up next on 131009, babysitting gone wrong. We need your stories. We've got prizes on offer. Of course, it was pet sitting or cat sitting my housemate's cat over the weekend, and I just did a terrible job.
Disaster.
So we're actually after stories about human children, but we'll take pet stories as well. Yeah. Babysitting gone wrong. 131009.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
UFM. Connecting you
right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos.
New FM.
Well, team, the day is here, of course, June 1st, which means a lot of restrictions are lifting today, which it feels very good to say that, right? There's been a lot of doom and gloom over the past couple of months, so it's good to see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely.
Of course, up to 50 people today will be now allowed in restaurants, pubs and cafes, subject to the 4-square-meter rule, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Places of worship, of course, 50 people there, and it's really just good. It's
beauty
good.
And nails salons.
Yeah, for the women.
Woo!
Some men.
It was great because when I was at Katara on the weekend, I was walking past and a lot of the shops are open, but all obviously the nail salons in there were still closed, and I was like, oh. But then I thought to myself, today's the day.
It's not far off.
Monday, 2 days, and they'll be packed.
Yeah, cinemas not yet, but they now have a date.
Oh, what date?
I think it's July 2nd for some brands and 16th for the others.
Wow, that's awesome.
Just pull you up on that one, Jade. They won't be packed because they'll still be limits inside.
But packed in terms of busyness.
Yeah, they'll be booked out. That's
booked
for sure.
Out.
The pokies are open in some clubs today as well.
Are they?
Well, do you know what? The government would have taken quite a hit without the poker machine revenue from the last couple of months.
Billions of dollars.
I mean, they'll be happy.
Yeah, that's
true. I think it's actually been a good thing. If there was ever a time to shut down poker machines, it's now. Because I think a lot of people that struggle with gambling issues would have actually really made leaps and bounds in controlling that.
Yeah, well, that forced time off, really, isn't it? They say 30 days makes a habit.
Yeah,
so
true.
So they might have, you know, if they've had more than a month off, they might be rethinking gambling more responsibly.
We're going to do babysitting gone wrong stories here, but I've just had a quick change of heart, guys.
Okay.
131009, should we ban poker machines now? Now that the government is obviously we're opening them up again in some clubs and pubs, I think it's a really good discussion to have. Should poker machines be just completely phased out?
Time to blow up the pokies. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it is. I honestly do think it is.
Yeah,
I know a few people who have been affected by gambling
and have ruined
their whole lives due to poker machines. And I think it's a really good thing to talk about.
Out of curiosity, this is ballpark, but how much does the government make from poker machines?
The taxes are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We'll work that out in the break.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to put it out there.
Because I'd like to know to base my decision.
I think free choice on this.
Well, the lines are lighting up, guys.
The counter argument is that some pubs and clubs depend on them to stay open, though. But that's, you know, it's all part of the argument.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Taking your calls next at New FM right now, Jonas Brothers. What a man got to do at New FM. Good morning. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 131009 this morning, we're asking you, should all poker machines be phased out? Now, of course, the discussion has led us here right now. Obviously, you know, the poker machines have not been operating for a couple of months now. Of course, with pubs and clubs opening to more people today, gaming rooms around the state will be opening.
Yeah.
Now, gambling I've witnessed firsthand is with a lot of people in my life. I've seen it ruin lives, and I think this break from the pokies for a lot of people would have been a godsend, an absolute godsend for them to finally beat their addiction to gambling.
I think maybe true.
You know what? Let's leave them. Let's phase these things out of our society, because I honestly think, you know what? It's time to go. They ruin too many lives. Have them at casinos, have designated, you know, venues where you can go and gamble. I think having them so readily available to people, it's no good.
You say ruin people's lives, and they do, but they don't ruin every person's life. I like to have a go on the pokies when I go out, but it hasn't ruined my life. And I think I understand where you're coming from, but I think at the end of the day, you know, everyone deserves the choice to play.
Yeah, I'm sort of with you, Jade, because I'm sort of like a free choice around this. Yeah. I never play the poker. I don't think I've ever played the pokies.
Do you know, Hamish, correct me
if you went to it.
If I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure New South Wales have more poker machines per capita than Las Vegas.
Oh, I can't speak to that.
I think it's
I have to check that one.
It's up there. I mean,
we have a lot.
We have them to the excess. It's so interesting, though. I lived up in the Northern Territory, right? And obviously, the rules are a lot more relaxed up there. It's so funny how in certain states and territories, it's just not an issue. It's not a thing. We have so many poker machines here, it's not funny. And I think it has the opportunity to ruin lives. I've seen people lose their house, their marriage, their kids. It's full on.
Yeah, and, you know, that is sad. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't ruin my life or the average person who wants to go and have a go on them. And the thing is, if you take away pokie machines, there's other ways they're going to gamble. If you, there's horse racing, there's the dogs, you know, there's online gambling. So, in a sense, it's better that we have the poker machines, because at least the money's, like, instead of them going and playing gaming online where the money goes overseas, at least it stays in Australia. And if it goes to the government, like we worked out, I think they get $2.9 billion and maybe a bit more a year, at least it's benefiting. And I'm not saying gambling's okay if you have an addiction. It's not. And I hope they get help. But, you know, that's a person's choice to change their life if they want to.
So, I've got a couple of things I want to say to you, Jade.
Yes.
When you go to a gaming room.
Yeah.
They make it a very comfortable experience. They feed you. They deliver drinks to the poker machine. They want you to sit in front of that machine as long as possible. They're money holes. They're money pits. Now, I know they do help a lot of venues stay afloat. I get that. But people's lives are at risk. I think we should, if we are having them, maybe we do more to not make it such an easier, like an easy, lush experience, you know?
Yeah,
maybe
you know what?
I limit some of these things.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah. I understand what you're saying, but we're posing the question out there.
Tara, good morning.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what are your thoughts on this, Tara?
Oh, this subject gets me really riled up. And you guys have made some really good points, and I really get, you know, both sides. But I've had it quite close in my family, and I think if they put some clocks on the walls, allowed some natural light in there, so that people could actually have an understanding of how long they've been in there for, and again, not encourage them. I've had my mother spend over $80,000 in one particular club, and they 100% knew that. They encouraged her. They sent her flowers for different occasions. And I just think that's disgusting. Like, they've got to take some responsibility. Yeah. She spent hundreds of thousands in Queensland. I know that for a fact, and went bankrupt. And then that $70,000, $80,000, that was my grandmother's money. And now my mum, she can't go to a club. She's living out, like, hours west of Dubbo because she can't afford to live anywhere else. Like, it's...
It's terrible.
That is heartbreaking. Can I ask if we, for instance, took pokies machines away, do you think she'd be gambling though in other ways?
I get your point 100%, and I know that she does on her phone. But the thing is with that is there's more awareness of time, and I just think it's more about the encouragement and the purposely. You know, they put them in rooms that are there's no natural light, so they can't tell if it's. They've been there since 10 o'clock in the morning and it's now the sun's gone down. And they put clocks on the walls because they don't want people to know how long they've been there for. You know, pretending like they're a really amazing customer when they go there all the time and sending them flowers and, you know, lovely things.
That is a good point.
You're right, Tara. So one of my old colleagues, he was my boss, in fact, he used to go over to the pub at work in his lunch break, and I started going with him. And, you know, I was a little bit more open to slip in a 50 in here and there. Then what I found was happening, the actual guy who was running the gaming lounge was very friendly, almost to the point where he was giving me free beer to keep me there. And once you've got a couple of beers or a couple of drinks in your belly, it's so much easier to put another 50 in, and this is how it starts.
Mm. Yeah.
No, good points. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you for calling and sharing that story.
Shane, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. So where do you sit on this?
I'm on the borderline. My girlfriend and I, we go out a Wednesday night at the Bradford.
Yeah.
And we just go there to have a bit of a hit and a giggle while we're waiting for the raffles to be done and things like that. But again, I'm on the other side of the fence as well with it, because I have been in a family where, you know, my stepfather used to, or my mum's ex-partner used to gamble on the horse races.
Yeah.
And he would spend 20 to 30,000, I reckon, easily on a horse race.
In one race?
In a month. But, you know, with the poker machines, it is a really hard one to debate about because of the government. If the government wants to find a way of doing this, and I've been speaking to my girlfriend about this ever since the government's like, oh, we've got this black hole, we've got this, we've got that, why don't they actually strip the ex-prime minister's pay? Why do they need to still getting paid? They're no longer prime ministers. Mm. Now, that is one way of saving money. But, again, with the poker machines, it is a really hard debate about. And, yes, New South Wales do have the worst poker machines in Australia.
It's terrible.
And it is.
And, Shane, like, when you look at it, you go into a gaming room, have a look at the marketing, the flashing lights, the money that's spent on marketing them to people. It's actually unreal.
But then you can argue it's a business.
And the music. You know, the music's what's going to attract you to it as well. Like, you know, you'll sit in there and you'll hear someone win and, you know, instantly, oh, where's that poker machine? You're looking for that same poker machine to see if you can get the same payout.
Yeah,
100%. That's so true. Thanks for that.
Thanks for your call, Shane. We'll take one more call, guys.
Rodney, hello.
Hello.
Hey, so what are your thoughts on this? Should we be, you know, taking poker machines away?
I've witnessed firsthand families losing everything that they've owned from pokies. But at the same time, that I don't think it should be completely taken out. I think it should be more monitored when you see an outlining issue of someone that is really into the pokies and flashing it out, that it should be restricted or even just reduce the amount of pokies in a place. That way you're restricting how many people can actually physically play them.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. We just have too many. Thank you for your call, Rodney.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And do you know what's the common denominator here? It's that everyone, it seems, has encountered somebody that's been affected by poker machines and gambling. So I think it's very important to give out these numbers as well. Of course, there's lots of resources at gamblinghelponline.org.au, or you can call 1-800-858-858.
Now, I just found a stat from, it was 8 years ago, total gambling losses for Australia, $20.5
billion. Oh, wow. That would be even more now. Yeah.
It probably would be.
Well,
it happens all over the world.
Shocking stuff.
Okay, Jade.
What's the goss is coming up next with producer Jackson.
We're out of time.
Oh, wow, geez, it is too. Oh,
sorry, Jackson.
Show's over, guys.
Yeah.
Apologies for that. Okay, well, have a great day, guys. We'll be back tomorrow, of course. Catch up with the podcast
Tuesday
on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Have a great one, guys.
Bye. See ya. The Novos.